next adventure was that involved the onboard computers, I think, was Apollo 14.
Oh, just before the descent.
Yeah, the abort button. They had a, during lunar landing, the crew could, if they had to abort, they'd punch a button on one of the hand controllers, and that would cause the computer to shut down the descent engine, fire the separation of the ascent and descent stages, and light the ascent stage. You know, presumably on the way down, that using the descent stage as an in-flight platform to launch back, to get back to the command module for an abort. Problem was, during Apollo 14, that as they were in lunar orbit, coasting around, getting ready to do the descent burn, another one of those lights we have came on, indicating that the abort button had been pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not a problem in the coasting. But if it were on, the instant that the descent stage was lit for descent, it would abort instantly. If that switch, if the computer sensed that the switch was on, and what we were seeing in the light, independent of physical reality, was what the computer was seeing. If it saw the bit, it saw the bit, and that was it. And of course, what the crew did was, when they figured out what was going on, they banged on the panel, and the darn light went out.
Right.
So there was there was immediately a suspicion of some loose debris in there that had shorted the switch or made it look like it was on. So there was a lot of work to figure out how can we cause the onboard software to ignore that switch if it isn't pushed, but do it in a way where the crew can abort quickly if they need to.
Mm.
There was a way to key into the computer right down to the bit level, and we could actually have them key in stuff that would disable the abort bit, the abort switch. Unfortunately, if it was time to abort, they'd have to do the same keystrokes in reverse order, make it enable. That was a no-go.
Yeah.
You know, if you're aborting, you might be tumbling. You don't know what's going on. Well, a brilliant young fellow at MIT named Don Isles, finally, we all had solutions, and I won't bore you with the various levels, but he finally found the right one that would essentially make it behave correctly. And that's what they put in. That was another one of my magic moments. I'm sitting there in the staff support room, and there was only, an hour and a half or so that we had to figure out what to do before they'd have to terminate the mission, come home. And I'm sitting there talking with the MIT guys, and we're debating and talking about what the various solutions would be and what the pros and cons are. All of a sudden, I realized there were a bunch of people behind me. I mean, this was a bunch of people. It was the who's who of NASA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the administrator, Chris Crabtree, they'd all said, who's working on this? And they all figured out it was me. So they came marching back, just stood behind me to watch. I turned around and looked at them. And Chris Crabtree looked at me and said, ignore us, get back to work. I mean, you got to remember, I'm, you know, what am I, 24, 25 years old, and these guys are almost gods to me. They're all standing there watching. It was pretty cute.